Section 11, Tips and Tricks in Using Your Stream. In this section, we're going to describe to you a number of techniques that you can use to further enhance your use of your stream. In addition, we're going to revisit some things that you can do on your PC to help you manage the content that's on your stream. We're also going to talk about unzipping books and how to best get them onto your stream. Now, we've talked already about that a little bit in the National Library Service section, Section 7 of this audio tutorial. But we want to make sure that you're very familiar on how to do that, and we're going to make sure you know the quickest and most efficient way of doing it to get that content to your stream most reliably. Let's go ahead and get started. The first thing that I want to do is show you the menu key. Let's go ahead and open up the bookshelf on my stream, and I want to make sure that I'm on the music bookshelf. So I think I'm already there. Let's find out with number one.
Bookshelf, music, one, book.
I'm already there. If you're not, then you want to make sure to continue to press number one until you get to the music bookshelf. What I want to do here is I want to be able to go to the menu key, because there are a number of options that are only available when on the music bookshelf. The menu key is key number 7 on your stream. Let's go ahead and press that now.
Menu, navigation and playback, loop, enable.
We're in the navigation and playback section of the menu, and we're on the loop command within this menu. To change this, you use keys 4 and 6. Let's press the number 6 key.
Disable. Enable.
And let's go ahead and disable it.
Disable. Selected.
Yours may have already been disabled. And if it was, then you could try just enabling it. Press number 6.
Enable.
And then press confirm.
Selected.
To see what else is here in the navigation and playback menu, press the number 8 key.
Random. Enable.
Here's random play, and I already have it enabled on my stream. But if you want to go ahead and enable it, go ahead and press the number 6 key, and then press confirm. I'm going to go ahead and disable it.
Disable. Selected.
And then I'll re-enable it. I'll move with number 6.
Enable.
And press confirm.
Selected.
One other feature in the navigation and playback menu is time jump. Let's press number 8.
Time jump, 10 minutes.
I currently have mine set to 10 minutes. The options, using the number 6 key, will move forward, are
1 minute.
1 minute.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
10 minutes.
And 10 minutes. I want to go ahead and set it back to 5 minutes, so I will use the number 4 key.
5 minutes.
And then press confirm.
Selected.
To get out of the menus, once you're done, press the cancel key or the star key.
Leaving menu.
Let's now move to the Talking Books bookshelf.
Bookshelf, music, 1, text files, 5, notes, 1, talking books, 4, books, 3,
Call of the Wild.
We are now on the Talking Books bookshelf, and I want to go back into the menu with key 7.
Menu, navigation and playback, loop, enable.
And let's press key 7 again.
Skip, all, custom.
Here you can manage skippable elements. We're not going to cover this section in detail here. You can consult the user's manual for more information. But let's find out what options are here in the menu.
Footnote, play. Page number, play. Producer note, skip. Sidebar, play, all, custom.
Here you can define specific settings of skippable elements that you would like played, skipped, or there are other options as well. Again, consult the manual for further documentation on this area. Let's go ahead and cancel out of the menu.
Leaving menu.
Let's press 1.
Bookshelf, talking books, 4, books, 3,
Call of the Wild.
And we're on the Call of the Wild book. Let's play just a little bit of it.
Impending calamity. Several times during the night he sprang to his feet when the shed door rattled open.
And one thing that we want to talk about here is the ability to remove all bookmarks that may be contained within a book. This is done by pressing the bookmark key 5 times and then entering 5 nines into the stream. Here, let me show you. Let's go ahead and press the bookmark key 5 times.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark. Bookmark list. Remove bookmark.
And now we'll enter 99999.
9999999.
And then press confirm.
Bookmarks in this book removed.
And all of the bookmarks in this book have been removed. I want to caution you on one thing. You want to make sure that you understand that voice recordings made with your audio bookmarks will be deleted when issuing this command. You may or may not wish to use it to delete all of your audio bookmarks. The next thing that I want to show you is how to very quickly get to the beginning and ending of a DAISY or NISO talking book. To get to the beginning of a book, you simply press the Go To key,
Go To Page,
followed by the Play key.
Beginning of book.
Call of the Wild. Call of the Wild. Notices to copyright status of material.
To get to the ending of a book, you have to use the bookmark list. When you put a book on the stream, it automatically adds 2 bookmarks to that book, a beginning of book and an ending of book bookmark. Let's show you. I'm going to use the bookmark key and navigate to the bookmark list by pressing it a number of times.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark. Bookmark list.
We're now on the bookmark list, and if I use the number 6 key,
end of book,
I'm at the end of the book, and if I use the number 4 key,
beginning of book,
I'm at the beginning of the book. So if I want to get to the end of the book, I simply go ahead and use the number 6 key,
end of book,
and then press confirm.
End of book.
And now I'm at the end of the book. Let's say your book doesn't have page numbers in it, and you need to very quickly get back to where you left off within that book. To do this, there are a number of things that you can try. Most of these books have Heading Level 1 navigation capability. You can determine this by opening the book and then using keys 2 and 8. And if Level 1 navigation is available, you can then move using keys 4 and 6 to get to the appropriate heading where you left off. Once there, if you need to move further into the book, then you can use Time Jump. Remember how we described to you the settings of Time Jump on the menu? You could go into the menu and set the appropriate level of Time Jump that you need to use, and then come back, select Time Jump as a navigation setting, and then use keys 4 and 6 to jump that specific amount of time. In addition, you can also enter a heading number by using the Go To key. If you press the Go To key twice,
Go To Page, Go To Heading,
then you'll get the Go To Heading command. You could then enter a heading, such as heading number 1.
1.
And then press confirm.
Heading 1.
We are now on heading level 1. The next thing that I'd like to speak with you about is fast forwarding and rewinding on your stream. One very important thing to remember here is that when you're reading text files or HTML content, or perhaps a DAISY or NISO book that's stored in text file format, such as those downloaded from Bookshare, that when you're fast forwarding or rewinding, and you hold down either key for longer than 5 seconds, then you're going to be jumping by percentages and not necessarily by time intervals. If you're reading an audiobook and you do have the ability here to jump by time intervals, and you wish to only jump forward or backward by a few seconds, then either hold the fast forward key or the rewind key for a period of less than 5 seconds. If you hold it for longer than 5 seconds, then you'll start moving by larger time jumps. If you wish to move by 5-second intervals, then simply press the fast forward key or the rewind key and quickly release it. Each press of the key will move you by 5-second intervals. Let's now talk about voice recordings. After you've used your stream for a while, you may have noticed that you've placed a large number of voice recordings on it. And it could be rather difficult to remember what note number went with what type of content. For example, let's say that you have 20 notes, and note number 13 was for your math class, and number 8 was for your English class. Well, without remembering this, it really could be rather difficult to locate it. For this reason, we suggest that you move the notes from the notes bookshelf to the other book's bookshelf inside of folders that more represent the type of content that you've recorded. Let's go ahead and show you how to accomplish this. I have 2 voice recordings on my stream at the moment, and for voice note 1, I'm going to assume that it's for an English class, and for note number 2, I'm going to assume that that's for a math class. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn off my stream, and I'm going to go ahead and connect it to the computer. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and browse the stream, and I'm going to go ahead and rename the 2 notes files. I'm going to then move them into the other book's bookshelf, creating folders for each of the notes. So let's go ahead and do that.
Dialog. Removable disk I. What do you want Windows to do? Open folder of U files. Using Windows Explorer. List view. 4 of 5.
And that's the action that we wish to take. And if you're not highlighting that, then use your up and down arrow keys and select it. I'm going to go ahead now and press Enter.
Windows Explorer. $VR Audible. Unselected. List view. 1 of 7.
And we're now on the $VR Audible folder. This is where Audible content goes. But that's not where we want to be. We want to be on the $VR Notes folder. So let's press the End key.
$VR Text. 7 of 7. Size colon 203KB.
And then we're going to move up. So let's use the up arrow key twice.
$VR Other Books. $VR Notes.
And there we are. Let's press Enter.
0000001.3GP. 2 of 3.
And here's our first note, and we wish to rename this to English 01.3GP. So let's press F2.
Edit box. 0000001.3GP.
And we're going to type English 01.3GP.
ENGLISH 01.3GP. English 01.3GP.
Very good. I've pressed Enter after I typed it in. Let's move down to the next one and rename this Math 02.3GP.
0000002.3GP.
There's the file. Let's go ahead and rename it by pressing F2.
Edit box. 0000002.3GP.
And we'll type Math
MATH
02.
02.3GP. Period 3GP. Math 02.3GP.
I pressed Enter and the file is now renamed. Let's now move the English file into the other book's bookshelf, placing it underneath a school folder and then a folder underneath that called English. Let's go ahead and move up.
English 01.3GP.
There's the file. We need to cut it to the clipboard. So use Control X.
Cut to clipboard.
Now, let's navigate up using the backspace key.
$VR Audible.
Let's go ahead and do an end.
$VR Text.
Move up one to the other book's bookshelf, or the $VR Other Books folder.
$VR Other Books.
Let's press Enter.
Maestro.
Let's now create the school folder. This is done by using the File pull-down menu, followed by the New command, and then selecting New Folder. So, Alt-F.
F. File F pull down. File F pull down. New W pull down.
and we're on new now. If you're not, arrow to it. Press enter.
Folder F.
Then, press enter again.
Menu closed. Edit box. New folder.
And we're going to type in school.
S-C-H-O-O-L. School.
There we are. We now have a folder called school, but we need to create a folder inside this called English. So let's go ahead and do that. We'll press enter on school.
No selected item.
And now let's create the English folder. Alt F.
F. File F pull down. File F pull down. New W pull down.
New. Press enter.
Folder F.
Folder. Press enter.
Menu closed. Edit box. New folder.
And type in English.
E. N. G. L. I. S. H. English. List view. 101.
While we're here, let's go ahead and create the math folder because we're going to need that in just a minute. So let's type in Alt F and then we're going to use the up arrow key in this case and move to the new command.
F. File F pull down. File F pull down. Open O. Close. Properties up. Rename F. Delete D. Create your new W pull down.
There we are. Press enter.
Folder F.
Press enter again.
Menu closed. Edit box. New folder.
Type in math.
M-A-T-H. Math.
Press
List
enter.
U. 2 of 2.
And we're done. Let's type the letter E to get to the English folder.
E. English.
Press enter.
No selected item.
Now let's type Control V to paste the English note file.
Paste it from clipboard. No selected item.
And if we down arrow once.
English 01.3 GP.
And there's our English file. Let's go get the math one and move it into the associated math folder. So we're going to use the backspace key and back all the way up to the root of our drive, in this case drive I.
English Maestro $VR Audible.
And I'm going to press end.
$VR Text 7 of 7.
Move up twice.
$VR Notes.
There we are. Press enter.
Math 02.3 GP. Unselected. List view. 1 of 1.
We now have the math file here, so let's down arrow once to select it.
Math 02.3 GP.
And there is math 02.3 GP. And we're going to go ahead and cut this to the clipboard.
Cut to clipboard.
We're going to navigate up one level.
$VR Audible.
We're going to move to the bottom with end.
$VR Text. 7 of 7.
We're now going to move up one.
$VR Other Books.
We're going to press enter on this.
Maestro.
Then we're going to go ahead and press S for school. We're on the Maestro folder at the moment.
S. School. 2 of 4.
That's what we want. Press enter.
English.
We're on English, but that's not what we want. Press down arrow.
Math. 2 of 2.
That is what we want. Press enter.
No selected item.
And we're now in the math folder. Let's go ahead and paste our math file here.
Paste it from clipboard. No selected item. Math 02.3 GP.
We now have the files in the associated folders. So let's go ahead and disconnect our stream using the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard, using the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard icon in the system tray. Again, this is accomplished by pressing Insert S in WindowEyes or Insert F11 with JAWS for Windows, selecting the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard, and then left mouse clicking on that, and then selecting the appropriate device to remove. So I'm going to go ahead and do that now. I'm going to do an Insert S.
Scanning System Tray. Dialog. System Tray.
I'm going to select the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard.
S. Safely Remove Hardware.
I'm going to Tab.
Single left click.
And I'm going to left click on it.
Space. Context Menu. Safely Remove USB Mass Storage Device Drive IS.
And that's the one that we want to remove. Press Enter.
Menu closed. Safe to remove hardware. The USB mass storage device can now be safely removed from the system.
We can now safely remove the stream, so I will now disconnect the USB cable, and I'm now going to go ahead and browse the bookshelf of the stream, and we're going to see if the content is actually here. So let's go ahead and do that.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 4. Other books. 7. Books. 1.
Maestro.
2.
School English.
Here is the School English folder, and if we use 8 on the keypad.
Time jump. 1. File.
Let's navigate forward using key 6.
File. 1.
English 01.3GP.
This is note number 1.
End of book.
There's note number 1. Let's now see if there are any more on the bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Other books. 7. Books. 2.
School English.
3.
School math.
Again, let's navigate by file.
Time jump. 1. File.
Let's navigate forward using key 6.
File. 1.
Math 02.3GP.
This is note number 2.
End of book.
And that's note number 2, just where we placed it. So as you can see, you can organize your notes and place them into folders along the other book's bookshelf. The final thing that we're going to talk about today is the use of a memory stick or USB thumb drive on your stream. In addition to that, we're going to re-review the ability of unzipping a book, say one from the National Library Service. Now, in my hand, I'm holding a memory stick or a USB thumb drive. And I'm going to go ahead and connect it to the computer. In this case, it's going to be drive letter H. So let's go ahead and do that.
Windows Explorer. No selected item. List view.
There's nothing on this drive right now because the thumb drive is empty. But we're going to resolve that in just a minute. The next thing that we're going to do is we're going to open up my computer and we're going to go to drive C, and then we're going to open up drive C, and then we're going to move to the stream folder. I have a book here. It's actually a magazine. It's an analog science fiction magazine from November of 2007. I received it from the National Library Service, and I would like to read it. So we're going to unzip that book using the Windows XP or Windows Vista compressed folders option. It's very easy to do. We'll show you how to do that. We reviewed this for you in section 7 of this tutorial, but it's really important that you really know how to do this because many books are going to come to you this way. So you really need to make sure you know how to manage this. Now, if you're using another compression program, such as WinZip, then you really can do it using WinZip. That's fine. This is really meant for people who don't have such a utility and want to use the basic utilities contained inside of the Windows operating system. Let's go ahead now and minimize ourselves to the desktop, and then we're going to repeatedly press the letter M. That will move us to the My Computer icon, and we're going to open that. Let's do that now. So I'm going to press the Windows key followed by the letter M. This is a standard Windows key and it will work regardless of what screen reader you're using. So, Windows key M.
Desktop. My documents. List view. 1 of 12.
And then M.
M. My computer. 2 of 12.
There's my computer. Let's go ahead and press enter on this.
Windows Explorer. Local disk left paren C colon right paren. Unselected. List view. 1 of 12.
Here's drive C. And we want to press the spacebar on it to select it.
Space. Local disk left paren C colon right paren. 1 of 12.
And now we can press enter on drive C.
Documents and settings.
Here's drive C, and we want to now move to the stream folder. So let's do that by pressing the letter S.
S. Stream. 9 of 13.
There we are. Let's press enter on this.
Tutorial. Unselected. List view. 1 of 15.
We're inside of the stream folder now, and we're sitting here looking at a folder by the name of tutorial, and that's not what we want. We want to move to our zip file, and we know that it begins with the letter D, as in dog. So let's press D.
D. db-analog_2007-11.zip. 2 of 15.
There we are. And we want to unzip this. So the best way to do it is to press the applications key, or Shift F10, whichever you wish, and then arrow down to extract all. Let's do that now.
Context menu.
And we'll start pressing down arrow.
Open O. Search period. Explore X. Extract all period. 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 A dialog.
And then we want to simply press enter here, and the extraction wizard will come up.
Menu closed. Next. N. Button. Property sheet. Extraction wizard. Welcome to the compressed zipped folders extraction wizard. The extraction wizard helps you copy files from inside a zip archive. To continue, click Next. Drag B button. Disabled. Default. Next 10 button. Cancel button.
Let's press Enter because the Next button has focus.
Edit box. Files will be extracted to this directory D. C stream DB analog 200711.
We're going to extract to the stream folder, and we're going to extract the zip file into a folder with the same name as the file name of the zip file. This is kind of important. So that's fine. That's really what you want to do here too. Press Enter, and the extraction process will begin.
Next, N button.
We're waiting for a checkbox.
Show extracted files. H. Checkbox. Checked.
And that's the one. Show extracted files. And we do not, in this case, want to show extracted files. So let's go ahead and uncheck this by hitting the space bar.
Space. Unchecked. Show extracted files. H. Checkbox.
We now want to move to the finish button, so let's press tab.
Finish. Button.
And then press space bar on it.
Space. Stream. db-analog_2007-11.zip.
If you press the N key, then you'll find that the folder is indeed here. Let's do that.
db-analog_2007-11, 16 of 16, size colon.
That's right.
Tutorial. db-analog_2007-11, 16 of 16.
That's right, it's right there. But we're not going to copy it to the drive using our normal Control-C, Control-V type method. We want to use the Stream Companion. So let's go ahead and close this window with Alt-F4.
My computer, local disk left paren M colon right paren.
That's fine. We're going to leave the My Computer icon window open. And let's go ahead and minimize ourselves back to the desktop and use the Stream Companion software. There's a shortcut here. When you install the Stream Companion, it places that shortcut on the desktop for you. So, Windows key M.
Desktop. My computer. List view. 2 of 12.
And then, let's press the letter S.
S. Stream Companion. 8 of 12.
And there it is. Let's press Enter on it, and then the Stream Companion software will come up automatically.
Stream Companion. 8 of 12. App starting. Books on PC. Books on PC. P. Analog Science Fiction and Fact November 2007. Status, not selected. Size, 88.2 MB.
Now, I have already configured the Stream Companion to point to the Stream folder. Let me show you. I'll tab.
Read only. Edit box. PC Books Location O. C Stream.
Right, it says C Stream. And that's correct. That's where we want it.
Browse PC. Books on Storage. Combo. Edit box. Select storage card D, H, 1, of 1.
It's drive letter H, and that's what we want. So let's move back now to the list of books that are available on the PC, and we want to transfer that analog book to this USB thumb drive. So let's shift tab.
No selected item. Browse PC. Read only. Books on PC. Books on PC. P, unchecked. Analog Science Fiction and Fact November 2007.
That's the one that we want, so let's press space.
Space. Checked. Analog Science Fiction and Fact November 2007. Status. Selected for transfer.
And now let's tab to the transfer button.
Read only. Browse PC. Books on storage. Combo. Read only. Read only. Transfer remove selected books. T. Button.
That's the one that we want. Let's press the space bar on it, and the transfer process will begin.
Space. Dialog. Stream Companion Processing 0. Read only. Edit box. Analog Science Fiction and Fact November 2007 Transfer in Progress. OK. Button. Dialog. Successfully completed. The operation was successfully completed. Default. OK. Button.
The operation has completed. Let's press the space bar.
Space. Property Sheet. Stream Companion. Books. Audio Notes. Books on PCP.
Now we want to close the Stream Companion software, so let's tab to the Close button.
Refresh. Close. C. Button.
We'll press the space bar.
Space. Dialog. Exit. When you exit, please stop your USB storage card device using the Safely Remove Hardware dialog that appears. Exit now. Default. Yes, Y. Button. No, N. Button. Cancel. Button. Yes. Y. Button.
And that's what we want, so we'll press the letter Y.
Safely remove hardware. Dialog. Safely remove hardware. Hardware devices. H. USB mass storage device. 1 of 5. Preview.
And I believe that is the device we wish to remove, so let's tab.
Properties. P. Button. Stop. S. Button.
Here's the stop button. Let's press the space bar on it.
Space. Dialog. Stop a hardware device. Confirm devices to be stopped. Choose OK to continue. Windows will attempt to stop the following devices. After the devices are stopped, they may be removed safely. USB mass storage device. Generic volume H. Verbatim store and go USB device. Default. OK. Button. Cancel. Button. OK. Button.
That's right. This is the one that we want. It's drive letter H. And we want to go ahead and remove that. Let's press the space bar.
Space. Safe to remove hardware. The USB mass storage device can now be safely removed from the system.
Now that we've stopped the device, we need to close the safely remove hardware wizard. Let's tab.
Close. C. Button.
There we are. Let's press the space bar on this.
Space.
And now that is closed. I'm now going to go ahead and connect the thumb drive to the stream. This requires the use of the short USB cable, so take that out of the box and plug that into the stream, just like I've done here. And now I'm going to plug in this thumb drive into the stream. Let's now browse the bookshelves and see what happens.
Other books, 7. Books, SD, 1.
Maestro.
Okay, so it said SD Maestro, which means that that content is stored on the SD card. Let's move to the Talking Books bookshelf.
Music. Text files. Notes. 1. Talking Books. 5. Books. SD. 2.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
Here's Climbing the Highest Mountain. And I want to move back to the first book and listen what it says.
USB. 1.
Analog. Science Fiction and Fact. November 2007.
So this is the Analog Science Fiction magazine, and it's stored on our USB device. Let's listen to it.
Analog, Science Fiction and Fact, November 2007. Copyright 2007 by Dell Magazines. Read by Mark Delgado and Michael Scherer.
And that's our magazine. So as you can see, we can unzip content directly to a memory stick. We can copy it using the Stream Companion software. We can then place this USB thumb drive onto our stream, navigate to the bookshelf, and be able to listen to that content.